Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Nicole. Nicole writes from Bridgeport, Connecticut. And Nicole writes, my buyer had some complications with his mortgage, so it's taken longer than expected to close on a property I'm selling. Should I just wait till January to close for tax reasons? Well, that's a good question, Nicole. And I don't really know whether you're selling your personal residence or another property that you own, but just for your own edification, if it is your personal residence that you're selling, you're eligible for exclusions up to $250,000 on a potential gain if you sell individually, or exclusions up to $500,000 if you're married and file taxes jointly with your spouse. So in answering your question, I'm going to assume that you're selling an investment property, so that if you do close and selling your property this month in December, the potential gain, if you're selling that property for a higher price than you bought it for, will be registered this tax year, which means that you'll potentially owe taxes this year right away. If you actually close next year in January, the sale and therefore the potential gain will be registered next year, which means that you have almost an entire year to find offsetting tax write-offs to reduce your overall taxable income. So to answer your question, whether to close this month or next month and next year really depend on your personal income and tax situation. So thanks for your question, Nicole. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.